Hi, I'm Katie Souza. You're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. You know, the Bible says in 3 John 1 that you will prosper even as your soul prospers. In other words, the success of your finances are directly connected to the health of your soul. Why is that? Well, wounds in your soul can control your mind and cause you to think wrong thoughts and make wrong decisions about your money. Wounds inside your soul affect your emotions and can cause you to make reckless, spur-of-the-moment decisions about how and when you spend your money, and can even cause you to make habitual emotional purchases. We need to get healed before we start a business, buy a home, invest our money, or do anything in the financial realm. When we get healed in here, we will make sound financial decisions, have flourishing businesses, and we will prosper even as our soul prospers. Today, I'm gonna share an example of what happened to a couple when they moved forward into an important money-making decision before getting healed in their soul and the consequences they faced because of it. Then stay tuned throughout this whole episode because later I'm gonna lead you through an elongated prayer time that we call a super soak. We do a lot of praying on this show because the purpose of these programs is to not just teach you the connection between your soul and the difficulties you face, but to get your soul healed so that you can truly prosper in every area of your life.
How many of you made mistakes, even major mistakes, in the financial realm during your life? Okay. That's because even though your spirit man was made instantly perfect upon your regeneration in Christ, your soul man wasn't. Your financial prosperity, according to the Bible, is directly connected to the health of your soul man. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospers. There is a direct connection between the health of your soul and your financial prosperity. Now think about that. When you're born again, your spirit man was made instantly perfect. You have Christ in you right now. But yet we tend to make mistakes in the way we spend, the way we handle our money. According to the Bibles, our souls have been wounded by things like sin that have happened in our lives. And when your soul is wounded, those wounds can control every part of your soul and make you do things that are bad with money that you normally wouldn't even want to do, or you don't even realize you're doing that are bad. See, right now, God can't give you the abundant life that Jesus came to ensure that you get. You know why? In the financial realm. You know why? Because he can't trust you. He can't trust you with the money. I knew some friends of mine. These were people that just loved Jesus, man. They were God-loving peeps. They fasted. They would get up early in the morning and pray, and they would pray into the late night. I mean, they were awesome, man. They were awesome believers. I just love their guts, right? And they had this time when one of their relatives passed away, and they received a pretty substantial inheritance. And they called me and they said, gee, you know, we'd really like some help deciding what to do with this big gift that God has put into our charge. We want to steward it right. I said, well, you know what, I'll never tell you where to spend your money or how to invest, but I will say that I will help you like discern the direction of the Lord and revelation that he may give you. So if you get a dream or a vision or a word from the Lord or a scripture, you know, let's get on the phone, let's talk about it. And then we'll see what God is doing, amen? So we all prayed into it together, and we believed God was going to speak because we didn't want to move without his voice, amen? And the wife had this dream. She called me, she said she had a dream. She said, I dreamt that these zombies, the living dead, were trying to come after me. And I had been given this beautiful, huge diamond, and they were trying to steal it from me. What do you think that means? And instantly the Lord gave me a download and I said, wow, you know what? That big diamond is the beautiful inheritance that God has put into your hands. And I said, those zombies, the living dead, are like wounds in your soul. See, wounds in your soul are like things that are supposed to have been dead and buried long ago, but because they're still there and they're not healed, they're alive and kicking. And they're trying to eat you and your inheritance. I said, this is my advice to you. Don't make a move. Don't spend the money. Don't invest the money. Don't release the money until you go before the Lord in a period of time where you just receive healing of the wounds in your soul to kill off those zombies so they can't steal and eat your inheritance. So I instructed them. I said, don't make a move until you get your soul healed. They didn't listen. See, and this is the hard part. See, for almost a few years, they had been developing a prospective business, but they'd never had enough money to step into it and make it go. Here's the hard part. You see, they did that. They decided, we're going to take this money. We've been waiting. We've been working on this business all these years, and we're going to invest it in it, and we're going to go. And you know what? It totally failed, and they lost everything. When I talked to them the last time, they couldn't even pay their mortgage. Here's the thing. This is so hard. Listen to me. Some of you have been making plans for businesses and ministries for many years. You've put stuff in place. You've worked at it. But have you ever really asked God if that's what you were supposed to do? And if you did, were you hearing from the Spirit of the Lord, or were you hearing from your wounded soul? Because the soul speaks. It speaks. It speaks louder than the Spirit of God. That should be one of your discernment right there. Oh, this is a loud voice. This is not the Spirit. This is my wounded soul. It's the same sound and the same voice that goes, I really want that. Buy it now. Buy it now. I got to have it. You see, it's so hard for people to part ways with stuff like that. It's like, wow, I put in years into this. Years. I worked on this for years, and now I've got the money, and I'm going to do it. This is finally our dream come to pass. No. Then they lost everything. Sometimes you're going to have to cut line. And you just need to step back, reel it in. Step back and just ask God to heal your soul before you move forward and do anything else. You got to make sure. Some of you go, but I've been working on this for years. And who cares? You want to go forward and lose everything? Or do you want to find out if that was really what God wanted you to do? Because a lot of times those years you've been working on stuff, you are working on it through the wounds in your soul. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Cut lines sometimes, because God could give you an idea in a minute that will blow guns and produce more streams of income and wealth than you could ever imagine. You need to pull back and spend some time getting this healed before you start making any more major purchases, major money decisions, starting any businesses, doing any ministries. And if you're already in the middle of a debacle, well, God works in all things for the good of those who are in Christ Jesus. You can go in, you can get your soul healed, and God can turn it around for you. You know, on the streets, I made money the hard way, hard for everybody else. I have a list of charges. Yes, it was quite unpleasant hanging out with me. I have a list of charges, you know, armed robbery, extortion, harassment, grand theft auto, assault with a deadly weapon. I could go on. Those are all legitimate charges that I've had in my life. I had a lot to get healed. Amen? One of the biggest things I did that kind of focused everything, though, was extortion. I would go and extort money from people. What does extortion mean? I mean, if you read the dictionary version of it, it means to wring or wrestle money from a person by violence, intimidation, or force, to obtain by force. And that's what I did. I would go and threaten people. I would take guns, put it to people's heads, threaten to hurt them, make them give me money, make them give me possessions, things that, you know, were worth value. Go and make them unload their lives from their house into my vehicle so I could go and sell it. Ow. I extorted money from people. That's what I did. I was a collector. I collected for myself from drug debts, and I collected from other people, other drug dealers that were owed drug debts. Now you think, well, Kate, That's a bummer, man. But I never did anything like that. I never put a gun to anybody's head. I never extorted money from anyone, really. Think about it. You know, and all blessings to my friends who had that thing happen to them where they lost it all. But in essence, they were extorting. Let me explain why. In the Bible, the Lord talks about a group of people that were, quote, lovers of money. They were the Pharisees. And in Matthew 23, it says that from within, they were full of extortion and excess. They extorted money from people by forcing money from them. It says that people that extort also use their abuse. They abused the authority they were giving. They had authority. Everyone was afraid of them. They didn't want to get kicked out of the temple. So, you know, they had a way of kind of pushing people into giving them cash and stuff, into giving them favor or food or blessings or whatever, just by their position of their authority. And Jesus nailed it. He said, you guys from within are full of extortion and you live in excess, meaning once you get that money, you just spend it in excess. Now, Jesus said that from within they were that. That word from within, go look it up. It means from within the soul. He was saying where that extortion was coming from. Well, what does that have to do with you guys? Well, you know, in I think it's Luke 16, Jesus says this. He calls the Pharisees lovers of money, and then he says this. The good news of the gospel, the kingdom is being preached, and everyone strives violently to go in. This is the Amplified. It says, would force his own way in rather than God's way. That's what my friends did. They forced their own way in. How many of you have done that? You just want something, so you go for it. You just kind of like press past the voice, that little still voice that's warning you, no, don't do that, no, no. No, I want it, and I'm going to have it. And you force your way in. Maybe it was a business you started, now it's failed. Maybe it was a ministry that you developed, and now it's not doing well. Did God actually tell you to do it? Or did you force your way in, quote, rather than do it God's way? Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm not trying to condemn you or beat you up, but how many of you feel like maybe you've tried to force your way into getting streams of wealth or blessings? That's it. I want to see some hands. But I think that many times we just think, oh, this sounds like a great idea, so I'm going to do it. But did you actually sit down, pray, ask God to, you know, heal anything that might make you think the wrong thoughts about that opportunity, and then really give you a Holy Spirit birth word about that thing to see if that's what you're really supposed to pursue? So I get on the plane like a few days later, and I go to Virginia. I get off. One of my favorite pastors is there, Pastor Wayne Watkins. He meets me at the airport, and he says, you're not going to believe what's happening. I'm like, wait, before you speak, I got to tell you something. I go, there's a 1,000-fold financial increase happening right now. He goes, I know, your angel came and told me 4 days ago, and I got a big miracle. I'm like, already, what happened? He had had this second home that he'd been trying to sell or rent or something for years, and not one single bite. It was just sitting there empty, rotting, and he needed the money. He needed the inflow of cash, and he didn't know what to do about it. I was sitting there praying about it. It was just like right the day when I got the manifestation. And he says he's praying about it in his office, and an angel walked into his office and imparted the mantle to him that I'm carrying, that I'm going to impart to you today. And he said, okay, I receive it. I receive it by faith. I receive it. That afternoon, he's driving home, which is like an hour drive, and he happens to be very close to the house that he's trying to sell, but he's not thinking about it. His wife calls and says, a guy called and says he wants to see the house. And Pastor completely goes blank. Like, he totally forgot he just had the 1,000-fold mantle given to him, okay? And he goes, what? Somebody wants to see the house? I'm not going to drive down there again and waste my time. I've been wasting my time for years and years trying to see if people wanted that house, and nobody ever wants that house, and blah, 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 blah. And his wife goes, maybe you should ask God if you should go instead of complaining. And he goes, oh, yeah, okay. So he hangs up the phone, right, and he goes, okay, God, I'll go. If I'm supposed to go and you want me to go, I'll go, but I will only go if I get there and it's 5 minutes, God. The guy says yes, and he goes through with it in 5 minutes. And he hears the Lord say, go. And he goes, okay. So he calls his wife. They arrange it. He meets the guy over there. The guy walks in. He goes, wow, wood floors, granite tops, fireplace right on the golf course. I'll take it. 5 minutes the guy did it. 5 minutes. It was a $350,000 miracle for Pastor.
When I got arrested for the last time, my 12th time that year, I wasn't thinking about my future. I was thinking, how do I get out and go back to the only things I knew, cooking meth, robbing, and doing dope. But Jesus had a different plan. He radically changed my life, and now I'm living my dreams. For years, we've been revealing Jesus to those still inside to show them that there's a plan for their lives, just like there was a plan for mine. Now, with your help, we can do even more.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Order online now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you copies of Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural. With your gift of $55 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. To order, go online to katiesouza.com. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you copies of Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural.
How are your finances doing? Did you know the Bible says that you will prosper even as your soul prospers? In my teachings, Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural, I show you how to get healed of every soul wound that is blocking your prosperity and keeping you from going to the next level of increase.
Go online to katiesouza.com and click on the store tab to order today. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
All right, so look, we're going to pray, okay? We're going to make some decrees. So just put your hand on your belly. Let's just start praying, amen? Let's work on the extortion thing first, amen? We'll start with the blood. Just say, Lord Jesus, I know you want to bless me. I know that you died to give me an abundant life and that you want to increase me in every area of my life, including my finances. But I must get healed first so that you can trust me with the blessing. So I humbly come before you right now and ask you for forgiveness for every time I tried to take the kingdom of heaven by force instead of doing it God's way. I ask that you cleanse me of every incident and every time that I jumped ahead, not listening to you, and pursued something that was not your will. I ask you wash me clean of that sin of disobedience and rebellion. Lord, we just repent. We repent for every time that we try to take the kingdom of heaven by force instead of listening to the will of God and doing the will of God. We repent anytime we started businesses or projects or ministries or companies that weren't birthed from you, or that where we tried to create things that were not your will. Create streams of income that you had not directed us to create. We repent and put the blood on that right now. And we ask that you wash us clean of that sin, because we are going to get healed in our soul so that we can prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. So that we can become trustable. Just say, God, make me trustable. Heal me and make me trustable. Heal me and make me trustable, God. Wash me clean of those sins right now. Right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Right now. Thank you, God. Right now. Jesus. Got a tank full of dunamis, bored as heck. Not doing nothing, and it wants to get busy. Amen? Put your hand on your belly. is say, Lord, I have a tank full of dunamis. It never runs out. When I was born again, you filled my spirit with your Holy Spirit and power. Dunamis, resurrection, power. It gives me the power to perform miracles. I got the ability to make miracles happen, even in my finances. Dunamis also means excellence of soul. So that means every wound in my soul that came from my sin or my ancestor's sin can be healed right now. So I release it from my spirit man into my soul. I command it to go to every wound inside my inner man that's controlling me and making me think wrong thoughts about my money, making me choose wrong decisions with the money, and making me emotional and fleshy about the money. I receive the power of the dunamis I already have right now into my soul, man. Heal my mind, my will, my emotions, and cause me to prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers. Okay, now just receive it. Just receive it. Just believe the truth of what you have in you right now. You have the ability to be excellent of soul. You have the power to perform miracles. You have the power that belongs to riches and wealth. It's happening right now, just through your belief. That's how Abraham just believed, and it was credited to him as righteousness. So just believe, and receive, receive. Start saying, I'm excellent of soul. I'm excellent of soul. I am excellent of soul. I am excellent of soul. Every wound connected to my money is being healed right now by dunamis power. I'm going to think right. I'm going to choose right. And I'm going to feel right because I am excellent of soul. I have a tank full. It never runs out. It's making me excellent of soul right now. Right now. Right now, right now, right now, in Jesus' name. Now give him a big shout. Okay, now put your hand up and say, I decree I have dunamis, so I have the power and influence that belongs to riches and wealth. So I decree and command promotions at work, bonuses, increases of all kind, more benefits, checks in the mail, lost inheritances found, streams of income, multiple streams, favor, other monies coming from other people and businesses. I receive the power and influence of riches and wealth that I already have. Loose it right now in Jesus' name. Now give a shout.
You know what? I believe that during that super soak, you began to receive healing in your soul of wounds that may have been negatively controlling your decisions about money. You should start to notice a difference in the way you think about spending, saving, and investing. And you should be able to hear the Holy Spirit clearer as He gives you ideas on how to create streams of income in your life. When I got arrested for the last time, my 12th time that year, I wasn't thinking about my future. I was thinking, how do I get out? And go back to the only things I knew, cooking meth, robbing, and doing dope. But Jesus had a different plan. He radically changed my life, and now I'm living my dreams. For years, we've been revealing Jesus to those still inside, to show them that there's a plan for their lives, just like there was a plan for mine. Now, with your help, we can do even more.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Order online now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you copies of Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural. With your gift of $55 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. To order, go online to katiesouza.com. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you copies of Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural.
How are your finances doing? Did you know the Bible says that you will prosper even as your soul prospers? In my teachings, Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural, I show you how to get healed of every soul wound that is blocking your prosperity and keeping you from going to the next level of increase.
Go online to katiesouza.com and click on the store tab to order today. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week, we're going to talk about how you can create streams of income when you get your soul healed. Make sure you tune in. See you next week.